Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Carmen, I'm interested to hear your thoughts, given the organization that you represent here. A lot of folks from your organization have been on the ground, but they've also been on social media doing this kind of work. What are your thoughts?
I certainly feel that social media has allowed us to amplify our voices and also tell our story outside of what's portrayed in the media. I think oftentimes the media will often tell a story that isn't necessarily the truth. And I think with activists on the ground documenting a lot of what's happening, we're able to also build solidarity internationally. We saw that with Ferguson and Palestinians. But I think for us, if you look at who's on Twitter, who's on Facebook, it's a lot of millennials, right? They're not necessarily reading the traditional newspaper in the morning like some of maybe our parents. But for us, it's a way in which we connect a little deeper and we're able to tell a story and actually claim our own narrative.
And I'd also like to get Susan into this conversation. What are your thoughts about where we are in this particular moment with international global crisis? What role does social media play in that?
I'm always fascinated to see the immediate practical effects of it. Like with this attack, I remember on Twitter, right after France announced that they were closing the borders, someone was going on and filming them crossing the border saying, hey, look, it's not actually closed. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, that's probably not something we want to be sharing all over the internet. Mm-hmm. And worse yet, people reporting on the police movements, which I think this time around, unfortunately, we had another, people were better about it. They weren't reporting what the police were doing. They weren't filming as it was happening. And in previous attacks, that's been used by the terrorists to track in real time. And then there's things like Facebook, which apparently now has a feature for like checking in if you're, I had no idea that was a thing and I had no idea I had friends in Paris and suddenly they were checking in. I'm like, well, I'm glad you're okay. I didn't know you were there. So the practical effects are interesting and they're both potentially harmful. And also great for just letting people know instantly, that people are alive, which can help shut down the network so everyone's not, you know, overloading it with calls to one another.
Thank you. Jackie, what do you think about this?
I think the panelists have covered it pretty well, but I think one of the things that we're looking at a lot is kind of how video specifically is being circulated and how oftentimes that can add to the confusion, as it can also add to the sense of community and sense of collective healing. But when there are people who are circulating videos or images to kind of stoke the either excitement or the horror, it can be very challenging and very confusing and also add to the trauma. And we see a number of cases, I don't recall any specifically with this attack, but with other ones where people have circulated images or video from previous incidents and saying, oh, this beheading just happened here when it actually happened several years ago. So I think that can be a really big issue, and I think there's a sense of immediacy that both traditional media and more citizen journalists feel in terms of getting the news out. And so oftentimes they overlook some of the really important steps in verifying the media content that's coming across us so quickly. So definitely one of the things we're working on at Witness is taking some precautions and how we can create media that's easier to verify and ensure that both journalists and citizens who are sharing content are doing so in a responsible and ethical way.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.